Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And the sun is shining in all of its glory here on University Boulevard. This is Matt Russell from On the Menu Live and Russell Public Communications on what is yet another First Thursday down at Main Gate Square. It's the First Thursday Art Walk where we are having a great time. The party is just about to break out. I've just had a haircut today. Everything is going just fine. Let me give a shout-out to my good buddy Mike over at Paradise Barbers, the official barbershop of Russell of On the Menu Live and Russell Public Communications. Mike always takes care of me, but you want to go in there and say hey to Mike, say hey to Nate, say hey to Rob, say hey to Dave, all my good friends over there at Paradise Barbershop on Wrightstown Road. But we are here now, live from Fuku Sushi at 940 East University Boulevard. We're going to be talking all kinds of great things about sushi, about the local art and music and food scene all around Main Gate. Again, Fuku Sushi, right on University between Park and Euclid is where the party is, but the party doesn't stop at Fuku. It goes all around Main Gate. We've got live music at Geronimo Square by Cross Cut Saw, one of the best blues acts here in southern Arizona. In fact, the southwestern United States. We're going to be talking to my good friend Jeff Dunkelberg from Crosscut Saw here coming up in just a few minutes. The Turkish Delight belly dancers are going to be in front of Urban Outfitters down here. There's a great chalk art presentation in front of Gentle Ben's. Our good friend's doing some face painting over in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Our lovely Vila Gerald from Vila Thai Cuisine, who just walked by the remote location. She is going to be doing her great Spanish red wine tasting today right there at Vila Thai on University. There's a lovely whiskey tasting going on here. The old Dubliner just west of where we are here at the restaurant here at Fuku Sushi. Of course, we're here on the menu live, and there's going to be a live painting demonstration at the People's Gallery, which is right next to Fuku. So, folks, this is the place you need to be. This is the place that you need to come out on your way home from work because, as I said, there's an electric atmosphere down here at Main Gate Square for the First Thursday Art Walk. There are over 30 artists that are going to have their work exhibited here all across Main Gate. As I mentioned, you can sort of stroll in and around the cafes and the boutiques and the restaurants and the bars and the lounges and take a look at all the great art that is available not only for exhibit and for appreciation and for beauty and for reflection, but also for sale as well. So this is the place you need to be as we prepare for University of Arizona homecoming weekend. I can't imagine a better place to be here at Main Gate Square on the menu live from Fuku Sushi. Well, as everybody knows here, listeners of On the Menu Live know that when we are down here for Main Gate Square on the first Thursday of every month, we feature a celebrity artist. And we are honored here to have with us live in person, not 2 feet from where I'm sitting now, the talented, the historic, the wild celebrity persona of Edgar Huerta. Edgar, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
I tell you, this is a treat for me to meet you, and I've seen your work in person and online, and of course there's this buzz that accompanies you wherever you go. I mean, a little bit about you, Edgar. You had your first exhibition at the age of 11, I understand, which resulted in your being given the official title of Mexico's Child Painter.
Yes.
Congratulations, that is no small feat. Edgar Huerta's Vibrant Art has been a much sought after piece each year. This incisive multimedia artist adopts new types of materials through which to express his vision. Art, poetry, jewelry, couture fashion, makeup artists for films, photography, and interior design. It goes on and on and on. You are a renaissance man, Edgar Huerta.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just trying.
just trying to do some good work and let your inspiration touch as many folks as possible. I know I personally have been inspired by some of your work, and again, it's an honor to have you here. Tell us a little bit about how you got started as an artist, Edgar.
Okay. Well, at the age of 7 years old, I found that I was attracted to the movement, textures, smells, and colors. And at the age of 11, as you mentioned it earlier, the government of the state of Colima named me the child painter. And I still remember that everybody was in shock at the art exhibition, seeing the painting of my mom naked, you know? And I called the art exhibition Without Scruples. At the age of 11.
Wow, wow. So early on. And,
yeah.
And I'm sure as you begin to sort of fine-tune your craft and get comfortable with your unique style and your custom approach to art, I'm sure you encountered some people along your own journey that influenced you as an artist. Who, when you think back in, to your early days and up till now, who are some of those people that sort of influenced you as an artist?
Absolutely. Yes, I have two favorites. Frida Kahlo, first of all, because she's Mexican like I am, who left that legacy in our culture and in the whole world. And even though she left her country, as I did, and now she is and will be an icon in the entire world. Another artist that I love, is Salvador Dalí.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish artist, yeah. And even though many criticize him as being crazy, he always believed in himself. His arrogant attitude is what took him to be who he was, because he is not part of, in person, he is not here, but, he left a legacy for.
So have you adopted some of his arrogant attitude in your own work?
Yes.
Just slightly, very good.
Yes.
So you have a very distinct style. As I said, I've been following your work for quite some time, and when you look at one of your pieces, there's no question that is an Edgar Huerta piece, whether it's performance art, whether it's makeup for films, or whether actually it is a custom piece of art. Talk to us a little about, for those of people that might not be familiar with your work, talk to us a little bit about your artistic philosophy and sort of your thematic approach, if you can possibly put that into words.
Wow, okay, well, you asked me that, so very well. Well, my philosophy is the beauty and sensuality of the man is given. Who chooses not to see it is blind. That's it.
Mm.
And a lot have to do with the eroticism of my artistic work, followed by the movement and the colors, and because of them, it wraps us with emotions that many times it converts into nostalgia.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that is really your own, and your own philosophy and your own vision, and that really comes through in such an incredible way when someone takes in exactly what you've done and what you've created. So what are the kinds of things that actually inspire you to create these works of art?
Definitely, since 5 years ago, I left my country and my entire family. I have discovered that what inspires me is Mexico, followed by the emotions and melancholy, and of course, the beauty, the sensuality brings.
Mm, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Now, people, I'm sure, that are listening to this show, are going to be interested to know how they can learn a little bit more about your work.
Absolutely.
Where they can find your work, where you have some work exhibited, and maybe mention your website address as well so people can learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can visit my website. It is www.huertart.net.
And that's H-U-E-R-T-A.
Yes.
A-R-T.
Uh-huh. It is a little bit complicated to understand me because I have a very, very strong accent, so thank you. Yeah. Well, in the website, you will find more than images and video that this lady, that I'm so proud of, this lady, the Abril Castillo, she's been with me and she's been part of it. She is my photographer.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pleasure to have her.
So you'll find video, my last art event, and absolutely, I'm very sensitive.
Yes.
And you'll find a human being struggling to express his most profound inner feeling.
Wow. Well, it has been an honor to have you here at First Thursday Art Walk, and congratulations for being
a featured artist
tonight. Please come on down to Main Gate Square and you can actually meet Edgar Huerta here in person live at Main
Thank
Gate
you
Square.
Very much.
We're in front of
Thank you.
Thanks again for being our guest. So not only here on Main Gate Square are we talking about food, and we're going to be talking to John Chamberlain at Fuku Sushi. We just talked to Edgar Huerta here, who's the featured celebrity artist of the day for the First Thursday Art Walk. But we're also talking about music. This is all kinds of great music that is going on here tonight. And my good friend, Mr. Jeff Engelbert, is it's Clark, Father Son Blues Review. I am so excited, Jeff Engelbert, to welcome you to On the Menu Live.
Hi, thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for having us.
So this is great. I mean, I have to confess. I mean, and you might not know this, but certainly listeners of this show will know that I am a blues enthusiast. Regular fixture out at the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival. We have traveled the country looking for great blues, and it is comforting to know, Jeff Engelbert, that we don't have to go far looking for good blues in this community, and your performance schedule all across Southern Arizona helps reaffirm that. So you're here with the band Crosscut Saw. Tell us a little bit about your band and a little bit about how you got started. I mean, you brought your son here who's the guitarist in the band. Tell us about how you guys came together and what you're going to be offering people tonight as you perform.
Well, I've been playing professionally since I was 19 years old, and I've been playing professionally in Tucson for a long time. But always loving blues and being an aficionado of blues, but never playing in a blues band. And a little over 2 years ago, right around now, 2 years ago, Clark, my son here sitting to my left, said, why don't we put a band together, and why don't we play blues, something that you love? So I wasn't playing enough, and he had the name of the band, which was an Albert King song called Crosscut Saw.
Absolutely.
And we started. And the original bass player is still in the band, Rick Controlla, and we've been together just almost under 2 years right now.
So you, I would imagine that this is sort of in the Freddie King style, the Muddy Waters style, maybe a little Howlin' Wolf. Well, talk to us a little about your range of blues. You've got your wide range of sort of a genre in blues. What can people hear from you if they're coming out to see you tonight?
Well, what we do is we really take traditional blues music, such as Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, old Delta blues, and we kind of bring it up a little bit more modern, and we mix that with some of our own material, some of our own original material. Clark has written a number of original songs that we incorporate into our repertoire.
Great, and you guys have been together under the Crosscut Saw name for about 2 years.
Yes.
And you have a pretty robust performing schedule. You're going to be here tonight at Geronimo Plaza,
correct,
which is right down here the street on University between Park and Euclid. All of our good friends at Main Gate Square are rolling out the red carpet for you. And, hey, there's Jane McCollum, live in person, representing the Marshall Foundation here, which makes all of this possible here at Main Gate Square. So you're going to be doing, what are you going to be doing tonight? You're going to be doing a couple of sets. You're starting at 6 o'clock, I understand.
Right, we're playing from 6 to 8 o'clock. We're doing two sets tonight. And then we have a busy schedule tomorrow. We're playing for the Firefighters Chili Fest tomorrow.
Oh, that's a great gig.
At El Presidio Park. And then we're going to be at the Nimbus Brewery tomorrow night. And then Saturday before the football game, we're playing in front of the U of A Fan Fiesta at the north end of the football stadium at 11 a.m.
Wonderful. So you're going to have a packed weekend coming up.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about who are some of your early blue influences. And I know you've been playing for years and years in this community, and it was only relatively recently that you actually committed to a sort of a full-time blues gig. Who are some of the folks that inspired you early on?
Well, when I was young, I had a brother who was 5.5 years older than me, and when he was going to college, he was introducing me to the likes of Michael Bloomfield and Paul Butterfield, which led me to Peter Green and Albert King. And those were my early influences. And then, like anybody else, you find out from what they liked and where did they start to get their influences. And you start to go back and you start listening to older recordings from Howlin' Wolf and Elmore James and Robert Johnson. And that's where basically I started to get my influence. Modern influences have been Duane Allman, Gary Moore,
absolutely,
people like that, Eric Clapton, those are a lot more of the modern influences.
Have you done any recording with Crosscut Saw?
Yes, we do. If you go to our website, actually, you can hear two of our original songs that are on there and a couple of the cover songs that we did.
Wonderful. And how can folks find out information? What's your website address?
It's MySpace, and it's X-Cut Saw Blues.
X-Cut Saw Blues.
Yep. They go to MySpace, and it's X-Cut Saw Blues.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, Jeff and Clark, it's a pleasure to have you both here on the Menu Live. I'm really excited to hear you play tonight, and I know that we're going to have some new members of your following that are listening now that are going to be checking out where you're going to be playing and becoming Crosscut Saw enthusiasts, joining the chorus, as it were.
Okay.
Have fun tonight. I'm glad you were able to join us.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
So Crosscut Saw is going to be playing here at 6 o'clock at Geronimo Plaza here for First Thursday Art Walk. Again, we are here at Fuku Sushi live on University between Park and Euclid. Again, 940 East University Boulevard. We're going to be talking to John Chamberlain of Fuku Sushi. We're going to do everything you ever wanted to know about sushi. We're going to be doing some tasting. Well, hello there, ladies. You must be listening to AM 1330, The Jolt. Thank you very much. Well, I tell you, everybody that listens to this show knows about Matt and Nancy Russell's passion for wine dinners, and there are few people that do it really, really well in this town, and one of them I have to give a shout-out to our good friends Christian and Lisa Hanley up at Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe. We went to a wine dinner here last week that was so interesting, so intriguing, so inspiring that I asked the wine representative who was representing the Freemark Abbey wine brand to come on the show today to talk to us a little bit about what makes a Freemark Abbey wine and some of the other labels that she represents so intriguing and so interesting and so wonderful so as to inspire a radio show host to have her on. And Ann Hay from the Spire Wine Collection is joining us live from Albuquerque. Ann, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you again. There are too many letters in the alphabet to go down in terms of what your credentials are. I mean, you're a certified this, an accredited that, a licensed that. No one knows wine like Ann Hay knows wine. And again, she's with the Spire Collection. She represents a range of brands, but we want to talk specifically about Freemark Abbey tonight. And we had such a great time with you the other night. We had such a wonderful time.
Well, it was great having you guys there. Your table was definitely the liveliest of the bunch, that's for sure.
Well, you can hire us out for private events. We make any event lively. Just give us some great food and some great wine, and we're sure to entertain. I thought it would be great, Ann, for us to sort of review the wine and food pairings that you so lovingly and skillfully rolled out for us last week to give people an idea of how you attempt to custom pair a certain wine with a certain food item and what that really means when you sort of integrate those together. So if you remember exactly what it is that you rolled out that night, I've got the food listings in front of me, so let's take it from the top.
That sounds good, and of course, I can't take all the credit. Christian and Lisa had a large part to do with that over at Armitage as far as stylistically, so let's get started.
Indeed. Okay, yeah, Executive Chef Christian Hanley, one of the best in the business up at Armitage. Chef began, the first course was farm-raised quail stuffed with a medley of gala apples and golden raisins served over summer corn succotash and a cognac drizzle. My goodness, Ann Hay, where do you begin with that?
Well, first off, if you were just to go with the protein, you could go in all sorts of different directions, but the reason we went with Viognier is, of course, the medley that goes is the accompaniment to the quail. So Viognier has a nice, really floral aspect to it. So we thought that would complement the golden raisin and gala apple and of course, complement the cognac as well. So that's where we decided to go with. Oftentimes, people like to go with, you know, pairing with the meat and not looking at necessarily the sauce that goes with it. So the sauce had a lot to do with why we went with the Viognier in that first one. And of course, it's special. We only make a few hundred cases of that Viognier, so it really is extraordinary as far as how that went with that raisin and apple pairing.
Beautiful, and that was a 2008 Napa Valley Viognier. Wonderful, wonderful choice. We went on to the second course, Ann. That was a smoked trout served over pumpkin smash, crispy prosciutto, and chive cream. Again, what kind of opportunity does that present for someone coming up with a great wine pairing?
Well, and again, the Freemark Abbey Napa Valley Chardonnay, what I really like about that is that it spends some time in oak barrel, so it gives it that kiss of vanilla and that touch of cinnamon. And I think that when you marry that with the smoked trout and the pumpkin smash, you look at kind of that the smoky flavor, and I think that the Chardonnay marries well with that. If you have a smoked fish, I think Chardonnay is a consummate pairing, and the Napa Valley Chardonnay I really loved with this particular pairing because of that. Also, it has nice acidity. I know a lot of people like to kind of buck the system and try a red wine with fish, but the tannins in it would make the fish taste kind of tinny, and that's something that obviously you want to avoid.
Absolutely. The 2007 Napa Valley Chardonnay. Moving in quickly to course three, we're delighted to have a roasted eggplant salad served over arugula and topped with feta, crumbles, and currant caviar. What say you, Ann Hay?
Well, you know, feta makes it better. So with the with the Napa Valley Merlot, I think that you have something that's a little bit almost on the bitter side with the feta, but then you have the roasted eggplant that adds a little body. And arugula, of course, is tough to pair with, but the currant caviar is perfect with Merlot. Merlot has a nice elegance to it, and I don't care what they said in Sideways. I'm still a big fan of Merlot. So
If you recall, I cornered you on that very topic, and I tell you, I don't know that I've had a better Merlot, and I have sort of straight away, and I'm glad you brought me back in with this 2006 Napa Valley Merlot. Moving into course four, we enjoyed a petite filet of beef served over crispy risotto cakes and the pomegranate molasses juice. My goodness, what was up your sleeve on this one?
Well, so again, cab is king in Napa Valley, and nobody makes a better Cabernet than Ted Edwards, who's been our winemaker at Fremark Abbey for 29 years, and he certainly has it down pat. The key with beef is that if you have any amount of marbling, you want something with tannic acids, and that's Cabernet. And I think with the crispy risotto cakes and the molasses, you know, they complement one another. So you have the heavy richness of the molasses and the depth of the tannic acids really paired nicely with this. And I think that when you look at the Cabernet that Ted makes, it also has an elegance to it. And that's why I really like the Napa Valley Cabernet with this. So again, looking at the sauce and not just the beef, that's why Fremark Abbey's Cabernet goes really well with this.
Beautiful. The 05 was wonderful. We actually picked up a couple bottles. And then finally, our last course was a trio of chef-inspired desserts. I wouldn't do it justice to talk lovingly enough about what Chef pulled out. But there was a single vineyard shootout. You had a couple of things up your sleeve, and you wowed us. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So the two wines that we picked were actually just kind of a treat. They're very small as far as production. They only make about 2,400 cases of each of these wines every year, and a very prestigious property in Rutherford and in the heart of Napa. You look at these single vineyards, Sycamore Vineyard and then the Boucher Vineyard, both family-owned and operated, and those two single vineyards go exclusively to sale for Fremark Abbey. Fremark Abbey is the only person that makes wine from these two vineyards. And obviously the emphasis being on Cabernet, but the Sycamore Vineyard, I think, shows that dark blackberry and has that brambleberry aspect to it, but then the black currant and an elegance as far as the tannins. And so with the chocolate that came out, that was really nice because it wasn't too bitter. The tannins weren't too high. The
right.
Boucher, a little bit north of there, if you head north on Highway 29, it's west, still south of Santa Elena, and that's the Boucher Cabernet Sauvignon, of course, all sustainably farmed, so and very environmentally friendly, the entire Fremark Abbey lineup. But the Boucher Cabernet from 2003, a very warm vintage, so ripe, dark fruits again, but elegance in the Cabernet because both of these wines spend 2 years in barrel, and then they spend another 2 years in bottle, and that softens out the tannin, so you have a very elegant wine as opposed to something that just slaps you across the face.
Oh, it was absolutely poetic. And to hear you speak about it again is making me darn near weep. And hey, people that are listening to this show all across Southern Arizona and who are streaming live across the country on TucsonsJolt.com are going to want to know when they're in Tucson, where can they find these lovely Fremark Abbey wines that you've spoken so lovingly about?
I would say, obviously, please go into Armitage Lounge and have a glass. But another great supporter of ours is Pastiche, and they carry these wines as well, and are certainly available. Another opportunity, of course, coming up into the holiday season and getting close to Christmas time, is that we have one of the most extensive,
going to have to wrap this up. We're going to a commercial, but Ann Hay from the Spire Collection talked with us about Pastiche and Armitage. We'll be right back on the other side. Thank you, Ann.
CNN Radio Special Report. I'm Andy Flick. The death toll is 11. A gunman opened fire today at Fort Hood in Texas, killing 11 people and wounding 31 other victims. Lieutenant General Bob Cohn is among those grieving at the military base.
It's a terrible tragedy. It's stunning. As I say, as I've gone around to the hospital here, as I've been at the scene, soldiers and family members and many of the great civilians that work here are absolutely devastated.
The gunman has also been killed. A law enforcement source identifies him as Major Nadal Malik Hassan. President Obama says a number of federal agencies are working through the investigation.
We are working with the Pentagon, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, all to ensure that Fort Hood is secure and we will continue to support the community with the full resources of the federal government.
Two other soldiers briefly taken into custody after the shootings have been questioned and released. One other soldier is still in custody. This is a special report from CNN Radio. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives have spoken.
On this vote, the yeas are 403, the nays are 12. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The Senate amendment is agreed to.
The House approved a bill to extend unemployment benefits for jobless Americans for at least another 14 weeks. The bill will also extend that tax credit for first-time homebuyers while adding a separate tax credit for current homeowners. The Senate okayed the measure last night. President Obama is scheduled to sign it into law tomorrow. The House could vote as early as Saturday on that health care reform package promoted by top Democrats. Both the AARP and the American Medical Association have now endorsed the plan. The Ford Motor Company has announced inflatable seatbelts will be available in certain vehicles beginning next year. These seatbelts are modeled after traditional airbags, and they're believed to prevent injuries during accidents. The seatbelts will become more widespread in Ford vehicles after next year, according to a Ford news release. For news anytime, go to the new CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine. Think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live from Fuku Sushi at 940 East University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. And it is an honor again, ladies and gentlemen, once again, for us to enjoy this wonderful setting here. It's the first Thursday Art Walk down at Main Gate Square, and there is no better place to be as we celebrate the impending U of A homecoming weekend. All the traffic is abuzz here with people smiling and bopping and grooving. Yes, sir, that's bopping and that's grooving. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. There's an electric atmosphere down here at Main Gate Square, and what a pleasure it is to be down here And I have the pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to be sitting with one of the culinary icons in this community, a man who has done so much as part of this main Gate Square neighborhood, Mr. John Chamberlain, the general manager of Fuku Sushi. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, my hat is off to you, John, because what you have created down here, I mean, there are sushi restaurants and there are sushi restaurants, and what you have done just sort of takes sushi to an entirely new level. And if you have picked up the Arizona Daily Star, ladies and gentlemen, and have thumbed to the best part of the paper on a Thursday, as far as I'm concerned, Caliente did a wonderful review of your restaurant. So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's not easy to do. I mean, these are discriminating folks that know what it takes to operate a good restaurant. So you made them all smile, and it was very impressive. John, what does it take to run the kind of a restaurant that's going to have people north, south, east, and west raving about what it is that you're doing?
Well, ultimately, I think it just takes a positive attitude, and just if you keep in mind that you want to have fun and have a good time, everything else kind of comes with it. Fortunately, we're lucky to be here on University, where location is everything, and being here allows us to, you know, have people from all over the world, all over the country, and so many different things going on down here that it's easy to kind of like appeal to everybody, and you know, it also gives us a lot of room to play with as far as, you know, doing a lot of different things. You know, different menu items that you wouldn't normally see on a regular sushi menu.
Right.
Having our TVs on, our music a little bit louder than most places. And having that whole kind of University vibe makes my job a lot easier and makes it a lot easier to have a lot more fun and run like a place like this.
Absolutely. And when you think sushi, John Chamberlain, I mean, there's just something electric about that atmosphere. When you walk into a sushi place, it has celebration and fun and good time that's associated with it. Why do people think about that when they're looking for good sushi?
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people are really picky when it comes to sushi.
Yeah.
And they have their favorite spot, or they have this or that. But sushi in general is a real, like, kind of an evolving kind of food that it, if you look at it alone, you know, people think it's raw or it's this or it's that. But so much goes on with it, and it creates a lot of conversation. So we try to have a menu that lets people talk about it, lets people ask questions, let them ask their servers questions. Hey, what's this? What's that? What goes with that? Why does it look like that? So I think doing something like that, you know, makes it easier to kind of, you know, bring the whole sushi vibe there.
That's awesome. And you brought out a couple of plates of some very interesting and intriguing and delightful looking dishes. And we're going to hop into that in just a minute, but let's address the name, John Chamberlain. And I know this has got to be one of the questions that you were asked most frequently. It certainly did a lot to stir up the writers of the Restaurant Review today. Talk to us about the origination of Fuku Sushi and maybe dispel some myths for our listening audience.
Well, Fuku Sushi, the name was founded by our owners, Andrew and Cammie.
Yay, Andrew and Cammie.
Yeah.
Wonderful folks.
And I guess what I was told is they were kind of just Googling around and ended up on Fuku, and they thought, hey, you know, that would be great for a sushi bar. The actual literal meaning in Japanese is kind of a loose translation of happiness and good luck and fortune. And what that happened here was this location that we're at now, ever since I can remember, it's kind of changed every single year. No one had much success in this spot. It used to be a dessert place, and before that it was a chicken place.
Oh, right, right.
And it never really had much luck. So the name Fuku and good luck and fortune, you know, we try to apply it to, hey, you know, let's try something here, and let's not worry about, you know, not doing well like other places did, and let's have some good luck, let's have some fortune with it. And then at the same time, it left a lot of room to have a lot of fun with the name, whether it be on our T-shirts, our menu items, and things like that.
Right, so it's definitely part of the package and the merchandising and the branding, and again, that is a home run taken from someone who does branding for a living. My hat is off to you. You know exactly what you're doing to build a buzz and to get people into this wonderful restaurant. So we're not going to talk about spicy tuna rolls, and I'm sure you have the best ones in town. We're not going to talk about a California roll because you probably have the best in town, but what you have put in front of me is a feast for every sense in my body. Talk to us a little bit about what we're going to be doing, a little bit of a tasting here. And I wish this was a television show because our viewers then would be able to see what you've done because it really is an artistic expression. But talk to us a little bit about what you have in front of us and what inspired you to create these wonderful dishes.
Well, first of all, I can't take credit for the sushi. It's all the sushi sets that we've had since the beginning. And when the owners kind of started, that's what they did. They weren't real familiar with sushi either. And they kind of let people use their own, you know, told the chefs, hey, you guys make up your own rolls. You know, make them unique, make them young, make them fresh, make them, you know, something different, something that's going to open the eyes. And so that's what they've done here. They've taken just, you know, simple things that are in every sushi roll, but kind of mixed them together and added a lot of different things. The first one here, we call it...
And if you'll allow me, you keep talking and I'm going to keep eating.
All right. That's the wildcat roll they're eating right there. So on the inside, it's going to be spicy salmon and jalapenos with cucumber. And then on top, it has avocado and sriracha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So
that's the spicy sauce on top is the sriracha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've taken a simple, you know, spicy salmon roll that you might get somewhere else and said, hey, let's add a little color to it. Let's add a little bit more flavor to it. And at the same time, hey, let's put the Wildcat name on there, too, just to let everyone know that we're down here on University.
Beautiful. And I would imagine that that has to be one of your best-selling rolls.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
That is a feast for the senses. And the color palette that you've come up with this beautiful sort of deep emerald green of the avocado and this really bright sort of electric red sriracha sauce is just jumping up and almost diving right into my mouth. It's that fresh John Chamberlain. So what are we doing on this next one?
The next one is the honor roll.
The honor roll. I wish I knew more about the honor roll, but go ahead and tell me what this is.
So the honor roll is going to be a California roll base, basically. So it's a crab mix, a cucumber, and avocado on the inside.
Mm.
Then we top it with spicy tuna, drizzle with eel sauce and spicy mayo, and then sprinkle it with crunch, tempura crunch on top of it.
Wow.
So there's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 different flavor profiles going on there, but yet they all kind of work real well together.
So you've got some really good tender, you've got some crunch, you've got a sort of a little bit of a spice coming there. The creamy mayo over the top helps to sort of satisfy on the way down. This is beautiful.
Yeah, this is one that I like to recommend for people who haven't had a lot of sushi because, you know, you got a lot of different sauces going on it. You got a lot of simple flavors, and it all kind of works real well to be like something that, you know, hey, it's not just straight raw fish, but at the same time, there is a little bit of raw fish in there. You get the crab mixed in there. You got the avocado. And then the sauces really help, like, kind of make it a little bit more tastier.
So knowing that the people that have not had sushi because they're reluctant, because they hear raw fish and they go, ick, this is a great place for them to start, and you've won a loyal follower right from the first bite.
All right.
Wow. So this is, talk to me about, what this is a Dippin' Dots on top of this roll, or what's going on here, John?
Those are Masago fish eggs. This next roll is called the Pink Crunch Roll.
Pink Crunch Roll with green Masago fish eggs?
Well, usually they're pink crunches, but today they're green. We can get different colors, and so we kind of mix it up every now and then. But on the menu, it's called the Pink Crunch Roll. And that's just the crab mix and avocado and cucumber on the inside. And then we use that the pink stuff that you see there. That's actually soy paper. And you could do soy paper on any of our rolls. So if someone, you know, is like really afraid of seaweed or they don't want to eat seaweed and they want to try something, you know, different, they can have soy paper. It definitely has a different flavor profile than seaweed does. So that's soy paper around there, and then the crunch is sprinkled on top of it.
Beautiful. And then the wasabi and the ginger is going beautifully with all of this, and I'll just dunk a little bit more into that soy sauce. As we move on to something that does not say sushi, but is a manifestation of your vision, of your philosophy, that when you come in to Fuku Sushi, you're not going to just have sushi items to choose from. You're going to have a range of different dishes. What do we have here?
This is our teppanyaki dish. It's our steak teppanyaki dish. So that's the steak is seared on a flat top with mushrooms and teriyaki sauce.
Mm, mm.
Then it has the mixed vegetables, the cucumbers, squash, zucchini, carrots, and then served with steamed rice. And we try to, you know, this is one of our other popular dishes because we try to appeal to everyone that, you know, some people are so, you know, hesitant to eat raw fish or even try a sushi roll, that we try to offer things, you know, that someone else can have. That way, you know, a couple that, hey, she wants sushi and, you know, he likes steak, well, hey, they can come and do that here. We also try to shoot with that with our appetizer menu, where we offer things like, you know, popcorn chicken and french fries. And we see, like, you know, a lot of times we have families come in here and say, hey, I don't want my kid to eat raw fish, or they're not ready for that yet. And say, hey, well, we got popcorn chicken and french fries, you know, and chicken wings and honey fries and all kinds of stuff that isn't sushi or isn't raw fish.
That's beautiful. Well, both my kids have been sushi aficionados almost since birth. So we got to get them down here. It's nice to know you've got chicken and fries, but they're going to go right into the sushi and you're going to have to bat them to keep them away. We've had a lovely time here at John Chamberlain at Fuku Sushi here on University between Park and Euclid, tasting the different profiles of this wonderful restaurant. Talk to us a little bit about the aesthetic and the setting. When someone walks in off of this beautiful sort of tree-lit street here on University and comes into Fuku, what are they going to see when they come in?
Well, we want to be really inviting to them, and we kind of first want to appeal to the demographic that's down here. So we try to make, you know, walking in, we try to keep it you know, really cool, actually, the way I would describe it. You know, we got a lot of modern furniture, you know, three TVs on one wall, two TVs on the other side, and our sushi bar is kind of dominant in the center, as well as our alcohol bar is right behind it. So our back shelf has all of our alcohol on it, you know, lit up with neon signs and all kinds of stuff like that.
And talk to us a little bit about your bar. I mean, is it a full-service bar? You have beers on tap. You have wine. You have spirits and cocktails.
Yeah, full-service bar. So we have four beers on tap. We have Bud Light, Sapporo, Blue Moon, and Sierra Nevada. And then we also have a full liquor menu, so anything you want, really. Then we've created our own specialty liquor cocktails as well. We have a wine list as well as a cold stocky list in addition to that.
Now, has the stocky bomber craze hit University Boulevard, John Chamberlain?
I would say it has. Last time I checked was probably the middle of October, and we had sold about 12,000 sake bombs since we had been open.
Hey, Joel, 12,000 sake bombs since opening.
Yeah,
that's just putting a smile on my engineer's face.
Yeah, we run specials all day, every day, $5 sake bombs. So that's kind of a good selling point for those sake bombs. And that's a 21-ounce Sapporo and a 4-ounce small hot sake that comes with it.
Great.
So, yeah, I mean, if someone's going to come down here, I can guarantee they're probably going to see, a table of, five or ten people all doing sake bombs all together, and that's
right.
Kind of creates the whole atmosphere down here.
But in a delightfully refined sense, again, even though we're just two steps away from Main Gate, this is a place where you can feel comfortable bringing your kids, family atmosphere, but certainly this is a university crowd.
Absolutely. I think it becomes a little nostalgic, I think, for some people to, whether they're coming with their family or they're just coming by themselves, and to really feel that youthful vibe that's down here on the street, and then come inside here and see the kids doing this and having a good time and sake bombing and watching a football game on TV. It really ties in together.
That's great. You mentioned the $5 sake bombers, and that's all day, every day?
All day, every day, yeah.
Do you run any special happy hour packages, during the sort of the traditional happy hour time, or do you rely on the popularity of the sake bomber?
Oh, no. We try to touch every base here. What we do every day from 11 to 6, we have a discounted sushi menu. They call it our lunch specials. And we have about 8 to 10 rolls that normally might be $6 to $7. They all drop down to $4.
Nice.
We do our Vegas roll, which is normally an $8.25 roll. It drops down to $5. So that's 11 to 6 every day.
Very nice.
And then on Sunday, we apply those sushi specials to the menu the whole day. So from open to close, we have those sushi specials.
And speaking of open to close, talk to us a little bit about what your hours are of operation.
We serve food 11 to 11 every single day.
Straight through, no break. Traditional sushi restaurant break.
No, we don't take any naps here.
Attaboy. If you want good quality, you got to stay committed to good quality.
Yeah.
John Chamberlain, I'm going to put you on the spot for 2 seconds. I love the fact that you have sort of custom created these great sushi combinations and named them all kinds of creative names. Let's say there's going to be a Matt Russell roll on the menu. On the spot, right here, without any practice, John Chamberlain from Fuku Sushi, what is that roll going to be?
Well, Matt, you look like you like to indulge, so I would probably try to put as much stuff in there as I could. I'd probably put tuna, yellowtail, and salmon, and some avocado inside the roll, and then top it with maybe some more avocado on top, sprinkle with some crunch, some spicy mayo.
That a baby.
Yeah.
I've always been a spicy, crunchy kind of guy.
There you go.
At least that's what my wife tells me. So we're going to be wrapping up with you in just a few minutes, but we do want to give our listeners the chance to win, I think, dinner for two?
Yeah, we
John
do.
Chamberlain, dinner for two at Fuku Sushi. What a great gift that is for the trivia question. So I want everybody to get their dialing fingers ready, because everybody knows the number is 529-3508. The number to call, 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to this question.
All right, the question is, it's pretty basic, and I think a lot of the people who eat sushi will know this, but what is the purpose of serving ginger with the sushi?
The purpose?
The Danish wine sensation, Spin Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Spin Wine. Relying on European technology, SpinWine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through SpinWine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, SpinWine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach SpinWine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Spin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Spin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
With John Chamberlain from Fuku Sushi, and we've got some folks who've called in thinking they know the answer to the question, what is the purpose of ginger when you're eating sushi? And Ron is on line one. Ron, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Yeah,
Ron,
hi,
are you there?
Glad to be here.
Hello, Ron. Speak up if you can. And you're here with John Chamberlain from Fuku Sushi. What do you think the answer to the trivia question is, Ron?
I think it's like an aid to digestion. It has like a medicine, you know, effect.
That's a great guess. It's a great guess, but John Chamberlain?
Unfortunately, that's wrong.
Unfortunately, that's wrong, but Ron, we want to see you here at Fuku Sushi so you can trace ginger the way it was intended to be. Mark, who do we have online, too?
Let's go to Kathy.
Kathy, welcome to On the Menu Live. How you doing?
Hello, very good.
You're on live with John Chamberlain from Fuku Sushi. What say you?
I'm going to say it's to clean your palate.
That is spot on.
Spot on. Congratulations.
All right.
You have nailed it. Let me ask you this. Have you been to Fuku Sushi yet?
I have not been there, but I would love to try it. I had not been aware of it until I heard your program.
Well, you are in for a real treat. I will tell you what. Congratulations. As always, thank you for listening to On the Menu Live. Now, before you hang up, I need you to just sort of stay on the line because Mark is going to come back on the line and make sure that he gets your address and mailing and contact information, and we'll get that gift certificate out to you for dinner for two shortly.
Will do.
Thanks. So, John, tell me, are you surprised? I mean, someone knew the answer practically right away.
For those that eat sushi, they would know because they use it for that reason. I mean, I love the ginger. You know, sometimes I put it right on there because I want to cleanse my palate right away so I can get to the next piece.
And so the purpose, then, of cleansing the palate, talk to us about the science there and why ginger, serves such a critical role.
Well, I don't know too much about it other than it works.
So you want to have a little bite of ginger between each piece of the roll, certainly, but as you go on to another
flavor or another profile, you want to cleanse that palate a little bit with ginger. Now, this is pickled ginger. Is that what you traditionally would find on a sushi plate? And then always mixed lovingly with some wasabi and some soy sauce.
And, yeah, and what the first gentleman talked about, I think he was probably referring to the wasabi, because that, when it first came out, was more so of an antibacterial it served as. So it kind of helped in the digesting of raw foods, probably back in days when they couldn't have, you know, modern technology to do stuff like that.
Right.
So I think that's what he was referring to, was the wasabi. And then the ginger, of course, is to cleanse the palate.
Wonderful. So we just have a couple of minutes left. For people that are just tuning in, we want to say we are at Fuku Sushi, which is at 940 East University Boulevard, and that's between Park and Euclid, right at Main Gate Square. We're here celebrating the First Thursday Art Walk, where there is art, and there is live music, and there is performance artists, and there is the best food that you can imagine. There is face painting, and there is chalk painting, and there is everything for every age here down at Main Gate Square for First Thursday. But why we're really here is to enjoy some of the best sushi that you can think you can set your eyes and your palate on at Fuku. John, tell us a little bit more about exactly where you're located, exactly what your hours are, and where people can learn more information about this wonderful place.
Sure. So we're looking at 940 East University. It's between Park and Euclid on the south side of University. We run 11 to 11 for food every single day. And then usually on, you know, between Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be doing it to at least till midnight for drinks. We also have delivery service that runs 11 to 11 as well. And we deliver here in the general U of A area and kind of a little bit further out than that.
Great. We do have a caller, actually, who has a question for John Chamberlain. Chris, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Yeah, hi. Am I here?
You're on the air, sir.
I just want to give a shout-out. Fuku Sushi is number one. Number one, just like the New York Yankees.
John, do you have any idea who this caller is?
Not a clue.
Well, he's got half of it right. I would say that Fuku Sushi definitely is number one, but as a Baltimore Orioles fan, I must confess, I was rooting for the Phillies last night. But, Chris, your call is certainly welcome. I'm sure you've been here then to Fuku many times.
And he dropped off, Matt.
And he dropped up. Once he heard Baltimore Oriole, he just fell right off the face of the earth. But my goodness, you've got people calling in, raving about this place, John.
Yeah. So if you want to find out more about us, you can check our website. It's eatfuku.com. So it's EATFUKU.com. Or you can add us on Facebook, and that's Facebook.com. And just look for Fuku Sushi.
Fuku Sushi. And are plans afoot for a Twitter prominence or visibility?
I haven't really figured out Twitter yet, but as soon as I do, we'll start twittering about Fuku as well.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Mark.
This is Mark back in the studio. I just wanted to say there's also a fantastic review in today's Arizona Daily Star of Fuku Sushi.
Absolutely. You pick up a copy of Caliente, and you read probably one of the best restaurant reviews I've ever seen in my culinary journey. Again, our hat is off to John Chamberlain and his incredible and informed and efficient and prompt staff, so says the Arizona Daily Star. We're having a great time. Thanks again, John. We want to come back here a ton and keep eating some great sushi. Want to let all of our listeners know that I will be broadcasting live from the Flying V at Los Ventana Canyon Resort next week. But if you missed part of this show, you can always tune in every Saturday at noon right here on the Jolt for a replay of this show. So keep that in mind. You're not going to miss a beat. And until then, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it is Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Mike Harris, host of Mike Harris on Business, on the air right here at The Jolt every Wednesday, noon to 1. We talk about every aspect of business, from acquisition to sale and everything in between, with special emphasis on what's happening in Tucson. If you own a business or would like to, if you work for a business and want to impress your boss, give us a listen every Wednesday. Also, we'd love to hear from you, so you'll be able to call in during the show. That's Mike Harris on Business, every Wednesday, noon to 1.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
KJLL, South Tucson.